The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Jared Bednar gets a 3-year contract extension. Well deserved. Perfect time for it, too, right? Isn't that kind of a give everybody a little bit of a boost type move right before the playoffs? You announce it. Doesn't it just kind of give everybody there a little extra energy?
Sure, a little stability. You know, your guy's going to be there. Reward him for the job that he did last year, the job they're doing this year. I like the security. Bottom line is, man, they're a really good hockey team. They've got really good players, but I think they're really well coached, man, and I think he pushes the right buttons.
I was just going to ask you, Jared Bednar's greatest strength as a coach is what?
I think he has the pulse of his team. They respond to him, and I mean, all the X's and O's of hockey, I'm sure, you know, it's much deeper than I know, but I always tell you this, in the NFL, everybody runs the same stuff. Everybody runs the same exact plays. It's how you sequence those plays, and then how much those guys have awesome respect fear for you, and regular, you know, if I don't do my job, I'm getting fired. And Bedsy has that kind of presence on that organization.
Well, there are many reasons why I'm hoping the Avalanche go back-to-back. Among them is just so I can hear emotionally incontinent.
Yes.
Jared Bednar again.
I'm going to try not to get emotional. But I already am. I love you guys. Love you. I got a few people to thank. First of all, the Kroenke family, Joe Sakic, Chris McFarland for bringing me in.
You know what it sounds like?
Believing in us as coaches. That we can get the job done. It's amazing. And I appreciate that level of commitment and trust and patience and all that. I mean, amazing.
I love you, man. You know what it sounds like?
Guys.
Sounds like a guy that's committed to medium buffalo sauce.
Ooh. Next on the Morning Brew. It came down to the matchup everybody was hoping we'd see. Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout in the World Baseball Classic.
The best against the best. Ohtani to Trout. We waited a long time to say that. Speechless. Not much to say but enjoy. He throws. Trout strikes out swinging. Ohtani in Japan celebrate a World Baseball Classic championship. On this night, the great Shohei Ohtani in Japan just a little bit better than Mike Trout and USA. What an ending to an all-time tournament.
Great tournament. Great tournament.
It really was.
And now, 162 games of baseball.
Yeah.
Jeez, now, did we peak a little too early here?
Talk about anticlimactic, right?
Dun, dun, dun. By the way, in this winner-take-all game for world superiority.
Yes.
Guess which United States pitcher pitched the most innings and threw the most pitches?
Kyle Freeland.
Nobody pitched more than an inning and a third. Kyle Freeland pitched 3 innings.
W.
Actually pitched pretty well. Did give up the home run that turned out to be the game winner, but struck out Ohtani at one point.
So he took the loss.
He did not take the loss.
Okay.
W.
But weren't you, as Team USA, kind of really setting yourself up for failure? You had 2 Rockies pitchers on your squad. You had Freeland and Daniel Bard. You telling me that that's a recipe for success?
A lot of times, W.
Yeah, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
Tonight it didn't happen.
You actually kind of had, in a way, you kind of had, well, you had at least three players that are, at the very least, all on the Rockies' payroll on the team.
3?
Yeah, I mean, you had Arenado at 3rd.
That's
then he
true.
Freeland and Bart.
I forgot about that.
Right. So really, you had 3 Rockies. That is a recipe for disaster.
By the way, Nolan Arenado. rightfully criticized for his inability to come through in big games, did hit 385 in this tournament.
Good for you, bud.
Yeah, the last two games, they were like 0 for 28 or something with runners in scoring position.
So, congratulations to Japan. Oh, overall, great idea, this World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, it is.
Should they do it in the middle of the season instead of before the season? Take time out, almost like the Olympics in hockey. Take time out and do a world tournament like this in the middle of the season.
Are you going to cut the game short? Like, are you going to take it down to 142 games?
No.
Start the season a little earlier? Go a little later?
No.
More doubleheaders?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No!
I like
God,
it during spring
please,
training
no.
because nobody's watching. I mean, I'm not watching spring training games.
Next on the Morning Brew, he's back.
Riley Dixon, averaging 46 yards. No, it's a fake. Dixon, nice throw to the sideline. Cody Latimer. Tennessee wasn't prepared for it. Denver takes advantage, 16 yards, and the drive continues.
Riley Dixon, the Cuse is back in the house.
W.
Back from the...
Riley Dixon, Cuse punter, former Cuse punter. He's back.
He's back.
He started here.
Right.
Now he's back.
Went to the Giants, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
We're back.
Got some great coaching for some years. I mean, you got to bring him back after he spent a couple years with Joe Judge.
Yeah.
A couple years with Joe Judge is...
Brilliant!
Yeah, exactly. Well, good. Good for the Cuse, man.
I guess, is this the continuing curse of Brett Kern? You know, has there been a punter here that you just feel like has just been... We've gone through our fair share of punters.
Right. Ever since Colquitt went to Minnesota, right? Didn't Brenton Colquitt go to Minnesota? Was he the punter in the Super Bowl that... I mean, he had some really good games.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the,
yep,
the playoffs,
yep, yep,
really...
yep, you're right. And who? And how could we forget?
The King is here.
Marquette was special.
We have actually had a... Maybe we should do like the whole merry-go-round thing that we do with the quarterbacks. We should do with the punters.
I was so excited when Marquette and D-Mac almost scuffled during spring or during training camp. You know, the crazy thing is, you know, everybody would have let D-Mac get beat up before we went in to break it up. Like, we would have let Marquette get a few shots.
Right, right. It'd be like a hockey fight. Hey, let him go, let him go, let him go.
Let him go,
let him go. All right, let's step in.
That's enough. That's
enough.
All right.
That's just a good enough of a beating. Point's been made. Message been sent. All right, let's wrap it up.
You had it coming, D-Mac.
Let that be a lesson to you. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.